It is Tuesday, May 18th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
The United States has agreed to send a further 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine abroad, in addition to the 60 million doses currently stuck in FDA limbo. Hopefully, this batch will get out the door ASAP. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court says it will hear arguments in a case from Mississippi that could directly challenge Roe v. Wade and change the future of abortion rights in America. Lastly, new emails uncovered by the National Labor Relations Board show the corrupt lengths Amazon went to disrupt the union vote in Bessemer, Alabama.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The United States is finally getting its act together and shipping some of our massive surplus of vaccines to the countries who need it most. On Monday, the Biden administration announced that it would send 20 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna vaccines to countries still struggling with the pandemic. That's in addition to the 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca vax that we've already pledged. The AstraZeneca doses, unfortunately, are still held up by FDA approval, so they haven't gone out yet. Biden says the new doses should be shipped by the end of June. Biden said, quote, "Just as in World War II, America was the arsenal of democracy. In the battle against COVID-19 pandemic, our nation's going to be the arsenal of vaccines for the rest of the world. We'll share these vaccines in the service of ending the pandemic everywhere." End quote. That might be getting ahead of things a little. While the U.S.'s contribution is large, it's still a drop in the bucket of what the world needs. India, which is currently still in the throes of one of the worst outbreaks since the pandemic began, has only vaccinated 3% of its population. That means there are over a billion people who still need a shot in that country alone. As we reported yesterday, we also need Biden to stand firm on his promised patent waivers so Big Pharma can't swoop in to extract their price. The big one that liberals have feared for years may be coming. The Supreme Court announced on Monday that it would hear a case from Mississippi that could directly challenge the judicial protection of abortion outlined in Roe v. Wade. According to the New York Times, the new case concerns a state law that seeks to ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. This won't be a quick process. The Times reports that the court will hear arguments in the case during its next term, which starts in October, probably make a decision in the spring or summer of 2022. But by now, we all know the score. Conservatives have a 6-3 majority on the court, and Donald Trump's handpicked justices all seem poised to tear up Roe v. Wade at their first opportunity. The Supreme Court last heard a major abortion case in 2020 when it struck down a restrictive Louisiana law. But that was before Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death, and only went down because of centrist Chief Justice John Roberts' tie-breaking vote. Now liberals are outnumbered, which means the Biden administration has a choice. Make changes to the structure of the court, or go down as the administration who sat and watched as Donald Trump's legacy of bigotry and injustice came to pass.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
It's been a minute since we checked in with the union-busting activities of Amazon, but it feels like just yesterday. Today, new National Labor Relations Board documents show that Amazon specifically lobbied the U.S. Postal Service to install an illegal ballot drop box in its Bessemer facility during its vote-by-mail election. In emails about the mailbox, surfaced by the National Labor Relations Board and reported by a More Perfect Union, an Amazon executive writes, quote, "This is of the utmost importance to our senior leadership. I am not joking at all when I say that I will drive to Alabama myself to install it if need be," end quote. The order reportedly came from Dave Clark, Amazon's SVP who oversees warehouse operations. What happened next was even more blatant. Not only did Amazon security guards have the key to a U.S. Postal Service mailbox, the company then installed a tent around the mailbox with anti-union messaging on the side. Postal Service claimed it didn't know about the tent, but it's pretty easy to see the score here. The only question now is what the NLRB is prepared to do about it.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
President Biden had a phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday and reportedly pushed for a ceasefire in the country's assault on Gaza. Meanwhile, of course, he's continuing to push for a new $735 million weapons deal to Israel. Congress has the power to block that. Question is, do they have the will? Andrew Cuomo's disgustingly self-serving book about leadership during COVID fetched a whopping $5.12 million book deal, which is being paid out over the next few years. Of the $1.4 million he got this year, Cuomo donated $500,000 to United Way and put the rest in a trust for his daughters. Lucky them. Unlucky, of course, for the thousands of New Yorkers who died under his so-called leadership. Live Science reports that the reactors under the Chernobyl nuclear site have started to smolder again, like, quote, the embers in a barbecue pit. This isn't cause for global panic, as any resultant accident would be on a far smaller scale than the original meltdown, but it certainly does sound ominous. And finally, The Intercept reports that the Pentagon will begin monitoring the social media of military members for extremist content as part of a wider attempt to crack down on extremism in the service. This attempt, however, raises some pretty severe privacy concerns, as such policies inevitably aren't just used to root out Nazis. I mean, we can't assume that Joe Biden will be president forever. I mean, what if we got someone, I know this sounds crazy, like Donald Trump?
Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon at noon live for the Majority Report or later as a podcast.